as we welcome back for a Friday morning, Lindsay Carr. Now, Lindsay, I've got to make mention of this before we start this morning. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Look, you sashayed in here a little while ago while the John Paul Young coffee break was on.
This is true, yes.
And you were doing some, you're looking very debonair, plenty of style, class and panache with your ballroom dancing for one. It was all over the place. Now, I didn't point out, though, until after the fact that up in that corner there is the studio webcam. It's live and in living colour. And I really hope a lot of people were tuning into that and watching you do your thing.
Well, I certainly hope not. You see, I forgot about the webcam. I really had, yes.
You'll never do it again, will you?
Well, you sort of invited me to dance as soon as I came in, so I just did it straight away, you see. I always do as I'm told when I'm in here.
Well, I do it the whole time I'm here. Webcam, who cares?
No, you don't. You're not concerned about it? Okay, fair enough.
Well, look, enough people have seen my bad dancing in life to know that it's not that good. Yeah. So, look, a lot of great things happening across the Hunter, across the weekend, in fact, and we're starting in Morpeth today.
We certainly are. The Chapel Jazz Festival, the annual festival. It's on this weekend at various venues in Morpeth. It's a weekend of trad jazz hosted by Morpeth's three churches. It opens tonight with a gala concert, and then you get free jazz tomorrow and Sunday, and Sunday happens to be International Jazz Day. And it will finish on Sunday afternoon with a spectacular finale featuring three of the Hunter's high school bands.
The finale usually is at the end of something, isn't it?
I mean, usually is, yeah, but it happens to be on Sunday afternoon, that's all, yes, yeah.
This weekend where too much jazz is never enough for Morpeth, and we're heading to the lake after that.
Yes, Mapping the Lake. This is an epic outdoor theatre presentation with young people telling their diverse stories of what it means to live around the shores of Lake Macquarie. It includes song and dance and comedy and multimedia installations, and the large cast of school students will be guiding the audience between the six areas where the action occurs. It's being performed in the Foreshore Park at Boorigal, which houses the Lake Macquarie City Art Gallery. And it's on today, tomorrow and Sunday, two performances daily, late afternoon and evening. It's called Mapping the Lake.
Now, while we are on the lake, let's head across to the other side, well, sort of a bit further south, to Wanji.
A bit further, yes. The 41st Dobell Festival of Art and Craft, which of course honours the late local artist Sir William Dobell, features hundreds of artworks and craft items from across the Hunter. All the works are for sale. It opens tonight and then runs tomorrow and Sunday. It's at the Wanji District Workers Club. And tomorrow at Toronto in the Boulevard, it's the Autumn Market Day from the Uniting Church. A variety of local produce, homemade wares and trash and treasure, including homemade cakes, jams, pickles and honey. Yum. Yes, very nice.
Why do you always bring food in? I've got to be in this little room until at least 1:45 this afternoon. No lunch for me.
Well, I can bring something down for you, if you like, from the student union.
We have a rule that there's no food in here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait. So, you can dance, but you can't eat food.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, fine. So the Autumn Market Day tomorrow, running until lunchtime at the Toronto Uniting Church in the Boulevard.
And finally, we head to Singleton.
Yes, the Singleton Festival opens officially this Sunday. This is the launch. It celebrates food, wine, art and music with a huge variety of entertainment. There will be an art display on Sunday with markets. And also the Singleton Crafters will be attempting to beat the current world record for most people crocheting simultaneously. Now, in the afternoon on Sunday, they've got a strong man and strong woman competition with participants attempting to lift all sorts of things, including the full weight of various vehicles.
Now, that's not very specific, is that?
I don't know. It could
be a Hummer or it could be a tricycle.
Yeah, but I think you would think, Sean, might be actual cars itself, you know, great. It should be. Mind you, anything goes wrong, it'll be a catastrophe.
Oh, there he goes. Lindsay Carr is always
But I guess them's the brakes.
It beats what I was going to say, I'm going to be honest. So the strongman competition.
Strong woman, yes.
Yeah. I can actually lift people over my shoulders. I'm pretty strong like that. Yeah, our producer Rob, I did that yesterday before we started.
What, here in the studio?
I was outside.
Outside,
lifting
okay.
Him right up and over my shoulders.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe next week. I've done my dancing. Next week you can do your strongman act. How's that?
I'm sure we can arrange something.
Oh, yes, I'm sure, yes. Yeah. Anyway, that should be good.
We'll get the brains trust on that.
Yeah, you got a strong man here or a strong woman? Any strong women outside? You're not sure?
I can't win either way there, can I? Either way, Mark loses.
But if you want to see the strong man, strong woman competition, especially the Singleton Festival this Sunday, and the festival is running for another fortnight.
Lindsay, thank you very much for coming in this week.
That's quite okay, thank you. And